ליקוטי הלוכס, יורדיה, חלק א', הלכויס יין נסך, הלוכה א', from the beginning. Today we dedicate the learning Le'ilui Nishmas, or Rav Yisochar Doiv ben Yehuda Zundel, whose yahrzeit is today on the 13th of Tammuz. Rabbi Hager lived in Har Nof when I first made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael 37 years ago, and was a very close friend, very strong support. Har Nof is on a mountain, and there are about 7 levels on the mountain, and the number of stairs to go up from the bottom to the top is several hundred, maybe 350 stairs. And he was a person with a weak heart. He passed away at not such an old age, and yet he used to walk. He lived on the top level, and our minyan was on the lowest level, on Rehov Chai Taib. And at the time, we were davening in a miklat of a building, a bomb shelter of the building that we lived in. And whenever he could, most of the time, he would walk from the top level, Rehov HaKablan, where he lived, all the way down these 7 or 8 flights of stairs, about 350 stairs, to come join our minyan for Shabbos, Shabbos Shachris usually, and walk back up all of those stairs. And he's the one who mentioned to me once, because he said he enjoyed so much davening with a Breslov minyan and a minyan of young men who had a camaraderie between us. We were students of Rav Rosenfeld who had moved to Eretz Yisrael together, and he took a tremendous liking to all of us and was very helpful to me personally. He's the one who mentioned to me that there's a Tshuvas HaRidvaz. The Ritvaz was one of the great poskim that lived around the time of the Arizal, where he writes that if a person has a choice to daven in a shul with many people, 100 people, 200 people, all religious people, Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but he has no connection with the people. He doesn't know them, they don't know him. Or he has a group of people that are friends, close friends. They learn together, they're friends, and they're not a minyan. 6, 7 people, whatever it is. The Ritvaz writes, better to daven with the 6, 7 people without a minyan, which means no Kriyas HaTorah, no Kaddish, no Omen Yeshmei Rabbah, than to daven with that large group of people. And Rav Hager said to me, although we don't paskin like this halacha lamaisa, we don't follow this technically halacha, but he said to me, you need to know the value and the importance of davening with a breast of a minyan, davening with friends together, people who have a camaraderie between them, that has tremendous significance. We know that Rabbeinu Zal put tremendous significance. He once told a group of his students who had a minyan together without him in a different city completely. And he said, you have no idea what your minyan was accomplishing. It was boikei arikiyim. It was reaching very high places. And we also dedicate the learning today, Le'ilui Nishmas, Tuvia b'Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel ben Gedalia, and Rosa bas Itamar. Tuvia, who passed away last year in Uman, a few days before Rosh Hashanah, his daughter is getting married this evening, and we dedicate the shir to the hatzlocha of the wedding, before the wedding, during the wedding, after the wedding. Shem should help that everything should go the right way. It should be a nachas ruach to Hashem, to all the tzaddikim, to the family, and a true binyan adayad. We dedicate the learning also for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it, b'soich shalcha l'Yisrael. Today we begin a new topic, Hilchos Yayin Nesach, the laws regarding wine of a non-Jew, or wine even of a Jew that was produced by a Jew, but it was not mevushal, it was not pasteurized, and a goy touched the bottle. Al pi ha-Torah tefila lechavakuk, based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran, which many of halachas in Yoredei are based on, hanizgar le'el b'hilchoshchit halacha beis, which was mentioned earlier, hayayin tzorich l'shomroi b'yoyser mo'id. Wine requires extreme care, watching over it very carefully, afilu minigiyas shivim amomen. Even a member of the 70 nations that are going touching it can be a problem. V'tekev kishenoygen boy echot mishivim amomen, nesa lagamri. The moment a member of the 70 nations touches it, it becomes completely forbidden. Note, the word Yayin is Bigimatria 70, and again, we have these 70 nations of the Goyim, and we have these 70 members of the family of Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, the Torah says, B'shivim Nefesh, a total of 70 members of his household, children and grandchildren, went down to Mitzrayim. Ki hayayin hu bebechinas eitz hadas toivora. Kenisker leil behilchas boster shenisal ben hayin halacha beis. Because wine is like the eitz hadas, as Rav Nosson Zal mentioned earlier in this halacha. K'moy shom Rabbi Sein Zal, as the Medrash says, the Gemara says, sochato anovim venosnaloi. That Chava squeezed grapes and gave it to Odom Arishon. There are several opinions in the Gemara as to what the Eitz Hadas was. One of them is grapes. Vehu memutza bein hakdusha, shehu bechinas loshna kodesh, ubein leshoinois shiv mamonim. And wine is in the middle between holiness, which is represented by loshen kodesh, and the 70 languages of the 70 nations. Ki hayayin yesh boi shtei bechinois, toi vora, k'moy shom Rabbi Sein Zal, because wine has two attributes, good and bad. As the Gemara points out in Yuma, page 76, zocho naaseroish, if a person drinks wine properly, it expands their mind, their consciousness, their ability to think. It elevates the brain. And chas v'shalom, if a person drinks wine the wrong way, it does the opposite. It clouds the brain. It confuses the brain. Shehu b'chinas eitz hadas, like the eitz hadas. Shelefamim nichlal betoiv, ulefamim lehepach. The eitz hadas sometimes can be connected to good, and sometimes the opposite. Kifi kedushas Yisrael, based on the holiness of the Jewish people. Kishemekachin atzmon, when we sanctify ourselves, v'nishmorin mirah shel shivim umais, and we were careful to avoid the evil of the 70 nations, their taivos rois, their midos rois, u'machnien oisoi, and we defeat the negativity of the 70 nations, azai b'chinas o'etz hadas nichlal b'toiv. By doing that, we're able to plug in the eitz hadas to goodness, to positive. V'chein lehepech has v'shon. And unfortunately, when we take on some of those negative attributes and midos rois of the 70 nations, then chas v'shalom, we cause the opposite. We cause the Eitz Hadas to plug into the side of the Sidra Achra. V'yal kein tzorich lishmores hayayin moed afilu minigiosan. And this is why we have to guard wine very carefully, even from the touch of a non-Jew. Kishon heim kruchim beyoser. Because when there's something that's good and bad, when there's something that has good in it, and there's bad there also, that's when the Sidra Achra looks to attach itself to that and to turn it into complete bad, more so than in other areas. The tekev kishon noigin boy, ne'apach aleihem, v'nichlal bohem, v'nasiyai nesach. And the moment the non-Jew touches the wine, it joins their side and becomes part of them, and it becomes yayin nesech. The term nesech has several definitions, as we're going to see. The term nesech means to pour, which refers to, in the olden days, one of the ways that they worshipped their idols was by pouring wine in front of the idol. Lahavdil, in the Beis HaMikdosh, they poured wine on the Mizbeach. Ki ikar hayayin hu bechinas yayin odoyim. Because real wine is red wine, contrary to the thousands of brands of white wine that we have today. K'moy shom Rabbi Sein Zal, as the Gemara says, kol demadim tvei mali. The redder it is, the better it is. Shenemar al tere yayin ki yisadom. Don't look at wine, which is red. V'al kein hu memutza bein malchus digdusha, shehu bechinas shleimus loshen hakodesh. And therefore, wine is in between. It's like the intermediary between the Holy Kingdom, which is associated with perfection of Loshen Kodesh, Ki Malchus Peh, because the Tikkun Ezra says the sphere of Malchus is associated with speech, with the mouth, Ubei Malchus the Sidra Achra, and wine is in between the Kedusha and the Malchus of Kedusha, and the malchus of the Sidra Achra, Shehem Lishoinois Shel Shivim Amomim, which are the languages of the 70 nations. Ki Malchus Digdusha Hubechinas Malchus David, Because the Holy Kingdom is referred to as the Kingdom of Dovr HaMelech, Shehu Bechinas Admoini Im Yifei Enayim V'Toiv Roi. And the Torah tells us that Dovr HaMelech was reddish, had a reddish complexion, with beautiful eyes and a good look. Hefech Pigam HaBris, which is the opposite of Pigam HaBris, Shehu Pigam Hoinayim, which is where a person allows their eyes to be damaged, looking at the wrong things. Shehu Bechinas Ra'ayim, which is referred to as the evil eye. Bechinas Bilam, as in the case of Bilam, Kanizkar Le'el Behilchas Bosa Shina Salman Ayim. As Rav Nosson Zal discussed this earlier in a previous halacha, we had last Shabbos, this past Shabbos, we read Parshas Balak in Eretz Yisrael, and we read about Bilam, and the Torah makes several mentions about the fact that Bilam, one of his eyes was damaged, and he had an evil look, etc. Hefech toiv roi shebigdusha, the opposite of those good eyes, that good look of holiness. Vizeh le'umas zeh, and these two are always parallel, opposite each other. Shekeneged malchus digdusha, yesh malchus de sitra achra. Opposing, opposite the Holy Kingdom, there's the kingdom of the Sitra Achra, Shehu Malchus Amalek, which is the kingdom of Amalek, Sheyotza Me'esav, who is a descendant of Esav, Shenikra Admoini. Esav is called Admoini also, red. Kama Shekosu Vayetze Horishoin Admoini, the first child came out, red. Shehu Bechinas Domim Hatmeim, he represents the impure blood, Bechinas Pigam HaBris. That's why it's brought that when Shmuel HaNavi went to anoint Dovr HaMelech, the Navi tells a whole incredible story, how first he thought that the son of Yishai, who was supposed to be the king, was tall and strong and very good looking, and Hashem said, he's not the one. The second one, not the one. The third one, not the one. The fourth one, not the one. It went down the whole list. And then Yishai said, that's it. He said, you sure you don't have any more sons? He said, oh yeah, we have another one. He hangs out with the sheep. He said, bring him. And when Dovr HaMelech came in and Shmuel HaNavi saw him, the Torah says he saw he was reddish. And Shmuel HaNavi thought, oy, he looks like Esav, a murderer. He looks like a murderer. So Hashem said, no, this is a different kind of red. He is true. He's Esav murdered in an improper way. This one is going to kill for Hashem's honor. This one is going to lead the battles of the Jewish people against their enemies. And even though he's Admoini, he's Yifei Einayim. He has beautiful eyes. Interesting, we mentioned a wedding tonight. The Gemara makes a statement. The Gemara says, Kala she'eineha yofois, ein kol gufa tzricha bedika. A bride whose eyes are beautiful, the rest of her doesn't require checking. The eyes tell a lot about the person. The eyes are the windows of the neshama. And the eyes define shmira sabris versus the opposite. This is why a kala is covered, her face is kept covered, the badekin before she goes to the chuppah. This is all to preserve the beauty, to preserve and save that beauty for her husband. V'alkein hayayin shehu odoim, and this is why wine, which is red, is like a go-between between these two types of malchus, which are also red. Esav, the malchus of the Sitra Achra Lahavdil, versus Dovr HaMelech. V'yalkein tzorich l'shomroi mo'oid minigiyosam. And this is why we have to supervise and watch over wine, that it shouldn't be touched by a non-Jew. Ki yayin shehu bechinas eitz hadas, shehu bein shtei hamalchios. Because wine, which we said is associated with the eitz hadas, which is in between the two kingdoms, sheshom bechinas hamaskala. That's where there is this whole balance. Maskala means like scales, a set of the olden time scales, which had two plates that were balanced. And you would put a weight in one of the plates and put whatever you wanted away in the other plate to measure, to see, to get these two, when these two balanced out perfectly, then you knew you had the right measurement. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that that wine is like the Eitz Hadas, which is between the two kingdoms, like this set of scales. Ki ha-malchus hu madrego achroino shel ha-kedusha, because malchus is the lowest level on the ladder of holiness, it's the bottom of the totem pole. U-mishom ulamato maschil ha-pirut. And from there down begins the separation, chas v'shalom, from Hashem. Shehem Hashivim Umos, which are the 70 nations. What do we mean, Pirud? We know that our faith is referred to as one, Hashem Echad. Their faiths are referred to as Elohim Acherim, plural. The Gemara says that by Yaakov Avinu, he had 70 members of his family, and they're referred to as Shivim Nefesh, 70 soul, singular. By Esav, he had 6 members, Sheish, and it's called Nifashois, plural. And Rashi quotes the Gemara, I believe, which says that when they sit down to the table, each one is pledging allegiance to a different god. That's this pirud, this separation. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal points out over there in chapter 19 on the Kutimran, Shebechinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh, Hu Bechinas Maskala. That this concept of the perfection of Loshen Kodesh, the holiness of Loshen Kodesh, is associated with this scale. Bebechinas lasois laruach mishkol, for a person to make a proper weight, a proper balance for their ruach. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about ruach hakodesh versus the ruach of the Sitra Achra. Ki hadibur shel Loshen Kodesh hu bechinas malchus, Shom hamaskalo shuhu bechinas habechira. Because when it comes to speech, and a person is speaking words of holiness, words of Torah, words of tefillah, which, and dibur is malchus, dibur is associated with malchus, in chapter 4 on the Likud Imran, Rabbeinu Zal brings a Gemara, dabor echod lador, one speaker to a generation, and it means one ruler, one melech. So dibur of Loshen Kodesh, which is malchus, Shom Hamaskala, that's where you have this balance, the both of these sides, Shehu Bechinas HaBechira, which is the whole concept of free choice. The Iker Hamaskala, Hu Bechinas Eitz Hadas, Kemevor Shom. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, the main Bechira, the main battle between these two sides of the scale is by the Eitz Hadas. Shehu noite lekan or lekan, which can go to this way or to that way. V'alkein hayayin shubchinas Eitz Hadas tzorech l'shomer emoid afilu minigiosum. And this is why wine, which we explained, is like the Eitz Hadas. It can go either way. We have to guard it, even from their touch. Ki tekev kishenoygen boy nichra alehem va'azai nifsal. Because the moment a non-Jew touches wine, it gets pushed over to their side on the set of scales, and then it becomes forbidden. Ki kishezeh kom, zeh noifel. Because the Gemara tells us that Esav and Yaakov are compared to two people on two sides of a seesaw. When this one goes up, the other one is automatically going down. As Rashi points out on the pasuk, ula'oim mila'oim ye'emotz. One nation from the other nation will strengthen itself. Meaning these two nations can't be working side by side. They're opposite each other. Vazai hayayin shubchin as das. And then wine, which is das, ki zocha nase roish. Because we said if a person is zoche, the wine expands their thinking. Kishenoygen boyheim. When they touch it, hu bebechinas sukas David hanoifolis, it becomes like the sukkah, the residence of David HaMelech, which has fallen. Bechinas choyli noifel rachmona l'slan. And Rabbeinu Zal refers to this also in chapter 29 in Likut Imran, when he speaks about epilepsy, when he speaks about a sickness where the person suddenly falls down, rachmona l'slan. The person has an episode, and they suddenly fall down. Shezeh nase al yedei hatozas hadomim. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 29 of the Kutran that what causes this to happen? when the blood rushes, kishematizin v'noigin ba'moyach, when the blood rushes and presses the brain, shazai hu b'chinas sukas dovid hanoifolas chas v'shon, it causes this effect of the malchus taking a fall, chas v'shon. As Rabbi Nizal writes about this in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran. V'zehu b'chinas negias hashivim umos. And this is the concept where we speak about a member of these 70 nations touching the wine. Shehem b'chinas hadamim roim. They, these nations, represent the bad blood, the tamei blood, b'chinas pigamabris. U'kishem izgabrim chas v'shon. And when they become strong, the noigin b'hayayin, and they touch the wine, shehu b'chinas hamoyach v'hadas. The wine, we said, is like the brain, the das. So when these damim roim, when these bad bloods, these non-Jews, when they touch the brain, the wine, azai nifkam v'noifel. Then the wine becomes damaged, the brain becomes damaged, and it causes a fall, chas v'shon. B'chinas Sukas David Hanoifolis. The words Sukas David, the word David here is spelled with a yud, but it's very, very rare that you see it with a yud. It's usually spelled without a yud. The word Sukas David without the yud is bigimatria 494, plus the two words, it's 496, which is Malchus. The term Sukas David is used to represent the Malchus of Kedusha. V'chein mashma midivrei Rabbeinu Shom, Rav Nosson Zal says, if you study chapter 29 in the Likutei Moran, you'll see Rabbeinu Zal seems to imply shepigam hayayin hu bebechinas sukas dovet hanoifoles. When wine is being misused, when wine is being drunk in an improper way, it's in the category of this sukas dovet that has fallen, the malchus taking a fall, bechinas pigam malchus dovet. Shehu b'chinas admoini, b'chinas yayin odon. Dover HaMelech is this redness, this red wine. V'alkein, Dover HaMelech olav ha'shalom, shehu b'chinas malchus d'kedusha. And therefore, Dover HaMelech, who represents the Holy Kingdom, b'chinas kois shel brocha, he is associated with the cup of wine of blessing. The Gemara speaks about in the future, when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to make a magnificent banquet for all the tzaddikim. And then at the end of the banquet, they're going to want to see who's the one to lead the Birchas HaMozon. Who's going to be the one to hold that cup of wine and lead the Birchas HaMozon? And Hashem is going to go down the line. He's going to offer it first to Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu is going to say, I can't do it. I had a son, Yishmael. He's going to offer it to Yitzchak. Can't do it. I had a son, Esav. Yaakov Avinu, I can't do it. I married two sisters. Moshe Rabbeinu, can't do it. Each one. Until he's going to come to Dover HaMelech, and Dover HaMelech is going to say, Li Noel Levarech. It's very appropriate that I be the one to lead the Birchas HaMozon, to hold the Kois Shel Bracha. Kama Shekosuf, as it says in Tehillim, Kois Yeshuois Esor. I lift up this cup of salvations. Al Kein Omar, and now we understand why Dover HaMelech said that throughout my life, Kepesha Beini ubein hamoves. There was like a hairline between me and death. I was always in danger and jeopardy because he's the Malchus, which is the closest thing to the Sitra Achra, the closest thing to falling out. Ukamay Shekosuv, Kim'at Shochna Duma Nafshi. Duma, the angel appointed over Gehenim, almost took my soul. Kishom hu hamaskala. Because it's over there by the Malchus. That's where the main test is. That's where the balance is. The Malchus is the bottom of the Kedusha and right above the Sitra Achra. And the Sitra Achra is always trying to attack over there. We have the Pasuk Ragleho Yordos Moves. The feet of the Kedusha, the bottom level of the Kedusha, which is the Malchus, is the most vulnerable one to Moves, to death, to the Sitra Achra. Kishom hamaskelo shetzorich lishmor atzmoi bekichut hasayra mimaga hasitra achra. And therefore, this malchus has to guard itself tremendously, even from a hairline, that slightest touch of the sitra achra, shehem hashivim umois, which are these 70 nations, כדי להכריע המשקל על הקדושה, in order to switch the balance, in order to tip the scales to the side of kedusha. V'alkei nikro yein nesech, and this is why the Gemara uses this terminology when it speaks about wine of a non-Jew or wine that was touched by a non-Jew. It calls it yein nesech bechinas malchus, because the word nesech we find also is defined as malchus, kingdom. Kama shekosuv, me'olam nisachti, from always you made me into royalty. Ukishehu nifgam al yidei negiyosam, and when the wine becomes damaged by their touching it, azai hu yein nesech, then it becomes yein nesech bechinas malchus de sitrachra. Nesech is malchus, it's still malchus, but it's the wrong malchus. V'chein lehepech b'kedusha, whereas we find when wine was used in the Beis Hamikdash, the pasuk hu bechinas haseich nesech sheichor LaHashem. There the term Nesech is associated with Hashem. The Malchus is associated with holiness. Someone mentioned recently the question, what if it's a completely closed bottle and a goy touches it? Then it doesn't become damaged. It's only if the bottle was opened. However, it's important to note that there are some poskim, there are some rabbis that write that if it's wine that's not mevushel, that has not been pasteurized, a goy looking at it can cause harm. The ra'ayin that we're speaking about here. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, the times when he had wine that was not mevushel, he would keep it in a paper bag, so that in case a person came into the house, a non-Jew or a Jew who is mechalel Shabbos befarhesia, a Jew who doesn't observe Shabbos, a Jew who desecrates the Shabbos openly, they drive a car on Shabbos, etc., etc., that person has the same status as a non-Jew regarding this halacha. Any questions, please? Is wine the concept of chachma das of malchus? Or is it malchus? Which is it? It seems to be both of these. The answer is, on a technical level, we have to see in the Sifrei Kabbalah exactly what it says. But in the Sifrei Chassidus, throughout Likutei Maran and Likutei Halachos, wine is associated with both. There's a pasuk in Megillas Esther where it says, V'yein malchus rov kiyad hamelech. The royal wine was plentiful at the banquet that Achashverosh made. Wine was available for everybody. So wine is definitely associated with malchus, which is this redness, David HaMelech, all of these connections. And at the same time, wine is, as the Gemara says, wine is called tiroish, tehei roish. It's either the person is zoicha to roish, expanded consciousness, or tehi roish, or a total confusion and befuddlement to the brain. So wine is definitely in both arenas, in the arena of malchus, in the arena of chachma, moichen of kedusha. The word yayin is bigematria 70. Yayin is associated with the seven yuds in the two names Av and Sog. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which has four letters, those four letters correspond to the four miluyim of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei, when you fill out each letter as a word, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, or the Hey could be spelled Hey Hey, or the Hey could be spelled Hey Aleph. There are four miluyim of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which correspond to the four letters. The first two letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud and Hey, we always say represent Chachma and Bina. So therefore, Av and Sog represent Chachma and Bina, those two names of Hashem. Those two names have seven Yuds in them. Yud Vav Dalet is one, Hey Yud is a second Yud, Vav Yud Vav is a third Yud, Hey Yud is a fourth Yud, that's four Yuds, and Sog is Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Vav Hey Yud. It has three Yuds. That's where wine gets its brain power. That's why we bring in the Shabbos, we bring in Yontif at a wedding. All of these occasions when the Neshama is being elevated, Shabbos, Yontif, the Neshama Yisera, at a wedding, the husband who started out as a half a person, a plaguf, is becoming Adam HaSholem, whole new Moichen. The Kala goes around the husband seven times, many, many associations to show this elevation of the Moichen. That's why there it's a mitzvah to drink wine, but again, the right quantity. In the world, and including in the religious world, there are people that don't learn Likutei Halachos, they don't learn Likutei Moharan, they don't realize how fragile, how delicate this wine is. Wine is like nitroglycerin. You move it the wrong way, and there's a nuclear explosion. A person misuses wine, and it's extremely destructive. It's one of the things that can lead most easily to Pegam HaBris, to a person saying the wrong things, doing terrible, terrible things. We should be zeicha, those that are parents or rabbis or teachers of any, to teach our children and our friends the specialness of wine so that people will not make a mistake, Rachmana Litzlan. Any questions, please? Halacha Beis, Rav Nosson Zal begins, Ki Isa b'maymar posach Rabbi Shimon b'likutei harishon simen samach. In chapter 60, in the first half of Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal tells us, Shaidei sipurei maisius me'oirin me'hashena. Rabbeinu Zal said, contrary to what people say, that if you want to put someone to sleep, you tell them a bedtime story. Rabbeinu Zal said, I say the opposite. When someone is asleep spiritually, and you want to wake them up, one of the best ways to do it is with the right kind of a story. Stories can inspire and motivate people. Ki yesh b'nei odom sheyishenim es yameihem. Rabbeinu Zal says there are people who sleep through life. Ve'yesh enoflo lebechina shena alidei pigam taivas achila. There are some people who fall into this type of sleep as a result of eating improperly. We know that eating is supposed to energize you. It's supposed to wake you up, give you energy in it. That's only if a person's eating properly. If a person eats the wrong foods or eats improperly, it has the exact opposite effect. It weakens the person, makes them tired and asleep. The story in the Navi of Sisra, a general of the Goyim who was powerful, very, very strong physically. The Navi says he was running for his life at one point, and Yael, a very righteous woman, invited him into her tent. And he came in, and she said to him, here, you're safe. She knew exactly how evil he was, how many people he had murdered and killed. And he said, please give me drink, he's thirsty. So she gave him warm milk and cheese and wine. And through those things, she made him more tired, and he fell into a deep sleep, and she was able to kill him and to save the Jewish nation at the time. Ki kemoi shebegashmius, yesh macholem shemarvim shena, v'yesh lehefech. Rabbeinu Zal says, just like in the physical world, there are foods which tire a person, which make a person tired and sleepy, and there's the opposite. There are foods that energize the person. Kemoikein beruchnius. So too, within the realm of spirituality, yesh ma'acholim sheloi nizbaruru adayin. There are foods that have not yet been refined so that they're kosher for a Jew to eat. And the Jew can use that food to strengthen themselves to do good things. Shehein meviim shein al hodom. And therefore they have the opposite of a good effect on the person. They put the person asleep spiritually. Dahainu histalkus hadas vamoichim. They cause the person's brain to become weakened. The person loses their ability to think clearly. Shehein bechinas ponim. And we know that the wisdom, the knowledge of a person is referred to as the light on the face of the person. Chochma sotom toyer ponov. Shenim shochim mibechinas shivim ponim la toira. And a Jew is supposed to draw this light of the face, this knowledge and wisdom from the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 interpretations which are called shivim ponim of the Torah. That's the real sleep. When a person's brain takes a nosedive, when a person isn't thinking properly and clearly, so the person loses their face, that light in the face, the chokhmah, shehu hadas v'hamoichim, shehein b'chinas shein ikar hachius. That's the real life of the person. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, ha-chochma techaye ba'aleha. Chochma gives life to the one who possesses it. People who don't have chochma of kedusha, they're not living, they exist. Like an animal exists. The term life in Judaism means intellect, chachma of kedusha, awareness and knowledge of Hashem. So one of the ways that a person loses this chachma, loses this faith, is by eating improperly. V'yesh echod she'oyved es kol hashivim ponim chas v'shom. And there could be a person who loses contact with all 70 faces of the Torah. She'zeh b'china she'noyfeh l'sheino shivim shana chas v'shom. Which is similar to the concept of a person falling asleep for 70 years. 70 years is referred to as the life of a person. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 60 in the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. Validei sipurei maisis, and through the right kind of stories, ma'orin min hashena, we wake people up from their sleep. Ve'yesh sipurei maisis shehein b'chinas bekerev shonim. Rabbeinu Zal explains there are two levels of stories. There are recent stories, stories of recent times, Bekerev Shonim, Ve'yesh Sipuri Maisiyas Shel Shonim Kadmoniyos. And there are ancient stories, stories of long, long ago, Sheheim Givoyim Lemala Mikol Hashivim Ponim Shel HaTorah. These ancient stories are a higher level spiritually than all 70 faces of the Torah. All 70 levels of the Torah. Shekol hashivim ponim mekabla misham. All 70 interpretations of the Torah, all 70 faces of the Torah, receive from this level above them, which is the Sipurei Maisis Mishonim Kadmoniyos. Kitzrichim lehalbish haponim shel haTorah b'Sipurei Maisis. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likutei Moran that when a person is in a deep sleep, spiritually, when a person has become disconnected, chas v'shalom, from all 70 connections to the Torah, we need to tell that person stories, and we need to, in those stories are hidden these 70 faces of the Torah, and Rabbeinu Zal gives three reasons there why we have to do this, why we have to hide the light of the Torah. We have to hide it in these stories. Rabbeinu Zal compares it to a person who's been living in dark, like when a person is sleeping for a long time and you suddenly turn the lights on them, the light blinds them. They shut the light, I can't see. Because when a person's in that darkness, you can't show them light in an obvious way. You have to cover the light, hide the light of the Torah in these stories. This chapter of Likutei Moran, chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, is one of the shiurim that Rabbeinu Zal gave on a Rosh Hashanah. It's one of the major, major productions in Likutei Moran. 10 pages or so, incredible, incredible revelations that Rabbeinu Zal reveals in that Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke with that, that summer, Rabbeinu Zal began telling these stories, Sipurei Maisiyos, and when Rosh Hashanah arrived, that's when Rabbeinu Zal told this chapter on Likutei Moran, which sheds tremendous light on this concept of stories, these types of stories, and is also, that chapter on Likutei Moran serves as a major clarification of the first story in Sipurei Maisiyos, the story of the lost princess. And Rabbeinu Zal said he wanted these stories written down in Yiddish. Besides the Hebrew, besides the standard Hebrew language, which most of our Sforim are written in, he wanted these stories to be written in Yiddish also, to be available for women. In those days, during Rabbeinu Zal's time, the religious women in Eastern Europe knew Yiddish better than they knew Hebrew. They didn't know, there weren't schools, there weren't Beis Yaakovs or other schools for women. But the language that they spoke was Yiddish. And Rabbeinu Zal said he wanted these stories of written in Yiddish so that if a woman was having difficulty in having children, by reading these stories, this would bring about Pekina Sakoros. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, has a whole paragraph, major paragraph, explaining the connection between these stories and a woman being able to give birth, to bring children into the world. A question, what is this food that's not mevurah and causes spiritual sleep? Rav Nosson Zal gives an example in Likutei Halachos of foods that are off limits to us, that those foods that are not kosher, some of them, the reason is because they are not mevurar enough for us to be able to eat. I believe it's written that chazer, the term chazir, which we call P-O-R-K, we don't even say the word. Usually, the Gemara, when it speaks about it, it refers to it as davaracha, something else. It doesn't want to use the word. One of the reasons why it's called by this word chazir is she'lachzer, that it's going to return, that in the future it's going to become kosher. Now it's not, because it's not mevorer. And this could refer to also foods that are animal foods, foods that are generally served to animals, that a human being is not supposed to eat those foods, if it's reserved, if it's designated for animals. Foods that haven't been cleaned enough, haven't been cleansed enough, all these types of things where it's not mevor, either spiritually or even on a physical level. Question, so all kosher foods cannot cause spiritual sleep? The answer is probably yes, unless it's eaten or drunk at the wrong time. We mentioned yesterday in passing sort of, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are special holidays, and the Torah defines a holiday, a Jewish celebration, as basar and yayin, meat and wine. And even though this is not generally accepted, I don't hesitate to say this. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, followed opinions that say that a Jew should not eat dairy on Shabbos, that eating dairy or drinking coffee with milk on Shabbos is lowering, in a sense, the holiness of Shabbos or the holiness of Yom Tov. With the exception of Shavuos, we said Shavuos morning, there's a special reason why we have dairy. Question in the chat, what he's calling refined here is not what they refer to in the English language as refined. Refined here is being used in the term purifying, to purify something, to take out the negative elements. Here again, we're living in a cuckoo world, an upside down world, where today refinement means getting rid of, taking out, extracting all the healthy stuff from the food to make sure to only leave the unhealthy stuff, the stuff that makes it addictive and harmful, etc. That's how they define. But the term mevurar here refers to purifying, removing the negative, the bad from the food. That's what it means. We'll hold it over here for now. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give once again incredible insights on this topic in this halacha. And then we go on to halacha gimel and Dalit, also beautiful insights on this topic. We should be zeicha to yayin hamesameach. We should be zeicha. Last night we had a wedding of one of our very, very close friends and members, Eliezer Danish, married off a daughter last night. The fact that we're learning these topics, we extend the bracha to that couple and to the couple of tonight, and to all Jewish couples, and to all of Klal Yisrael, to be zeicha to yayin hamesameach, to be zeicha to celebrate simchas, and to the final one, yayin hamesameach, u'digula shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rav Nosson.